What's the best CRM? The one that you use. Sales Engine, the CRM for the reverse mortgage professional. Simple, powerful, and effective. For more information, visit reversefocus.com or email info@reversefocus.com. This week, what the recent changes to the HECM mean for you. Foreclosure cloud grows as seniors face the failings of a past system. One researcher rebuts the CFPB's attack on the delay of Social Security strategy. And one former HUD official expresses their concerns on the higher costs and changes from the HECM program. You're listening to episode 480 for Monday, September 5th. Happy Labor Day. Welcome back, everyone, and hopefully you've caught your collective breath from last week. What a week it was with HUD's announcement of the changes. By the way, we have a webinar coming up this Wednesday, September 6th, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. Be sure to register. You will be seeing an email, or you can go to heckamworld.com. Now on to our first story. More HECM homeowners are facing foreclosure due to the past regulations of the HECM program. The Washington Post wrote a recent article, and they looked at the several stories of those seniors that are facing foreclosure. They cited a 2016 report from HUD, and it noted that 18% of reverse mortgages originated between 2009 to June 2016 are projected to result in a tax and insurance default. Now, stop and think about that for just a moment, and you may understand some of the rationale for HUD's changes. In fact, 90,000 outstanding HECMs have at least 12 months of unpaid property charges. There needs to be a little more mercy. We're going to have a steady stream of these clients for 5 to 10 years, said AARP attorney Joanne Savage. Here's just one story that is cited in the Post. A 92-year-old widow, Miss Rayford, took out a reverse mortgage, and today she finds herself facing foreclosure. Now, under the terms of her loan, she can postpone paying back the $416,000 that she owes until she sells, moves, or passes away. But today, she is behind $6,000 on her taxes and insurance. The loan servicer, NationStar Mortgage, says that these unpaid taxes must be paid. She could be facing a potential default or foreclosure. Rayford said, "I've cried a million nights wondering about where I'm going to be." Now, she's not alone. An increasing number of seniors who have taken a reverse mortgage are facing foreclosure after taking out the loan because they fell behind in their property charges or failed to meet other requirements. Now, HUD spokesman Brian Sullivan said the agency has, in fact, tightened their requirements to reduce defaults, and we know that well, with the financial assessment. They said it's a necessary measure for the portfolio, and then they would also probably add the recent HECM changes, which go into effect October 2nd. The portfolio, by the way, for the HECM program was recently valued at a negative $7.7 billion. And in our next story, one former HUD official actually is concerned about the higher cost with the new HECM program changes. "I'm very worried about elderly people who rely on the program and the fact that it's going to cost them more money to access what they can from the HECM, which really keeps them in their homes and allows them to get the value they need to do what they want to do," said former Assistant HUD Secretary Orlando Cabrera, who worked in the George W. Bush administration. "I'm surprised it's a surprise," he said. "We watched Congress kind of tremble in fear of FHA's exposure a couple of times in the last decade. And when you see the HECM world within HUD take on water, they're going to react." Now, HUD officials said that the $7.7 billion negative valuation of the MMI fund for the HECM was one of the motivations. And they also said that the fund has cost the agency, or I should say taxpayers, $12 billion since 2009. Cabrera says it may be more than the negative valuation of the HECM program. It could be the reluctance of HUD to come to Congress and ask for a bailout. That could have played a role. Cabrera said, "This is entirely related to the fact that there is such stress at HUD about going and asking for appropriations. They're trying to do anything they can to keep that from being part of the conversation or at least minimize what they have to ask for." He also adds that these changes will only help to put more future loans in a solvent track, but not address the loans that are already on the books. Cabrera said, "I suspect there is much more at play than just the HECM, because the HECM's not a massive amount of FHA's overall portfolio. It's become a significant problem, but FHA is a lot bigger than just the HECM." Do you remember the CFPB's recent alarming report slamming the strategy of using a reverse mortgage to postpone Social Security? Well, one retirement researcher, Jamie Hopkins, takes exception to the Bureau's analysis about this strategy. He makes note of several inaccurate statements. One is that the Bureau estimated there is a $35 per month service charge, but it overlooks the fact that today many receive a credit from the lender and brokers. Of course, that may change after October 2nd. And he also says that a very, very small percentage of HECM borrowers actually employ this particular strategy. Hopkins says it's likely used by less than 0.1% of the U.S. population to postpone Social Security benefits using a reverse mortgage. He also says that the Bureau completely overlooks the ancillary benefits of other retirement assets that their financial advisor may be trying to conserve. He also adds that the CFPB's analysis, misrepresentations, and inaccurate conclusions fail to provide a comprehensive review of the potential benefits of Social Security deferral. One of the biggest sins, he says, is that they do not get the numbers right. Case in point, the Bureau uses the example of a single woman who wishes to delay her benefits for a full retirement age of 67. But that's not a full delay, but instead it avoids her claiming the benefits early. A big difference. So you're not delaying your Social Security benefits, says Hopkins, by waiting until the full retirement age. Your benefits are actually reduced if you claim them at 62. And adds, to delay your benefits past the full retirement age, that's when you actually see the increase for waiting to collect your monthly benefit. And in our last story, just a quick wrap down of what the HECM changes mean for us. First of all, let's take a quick breath and realize that we're not going to see the true impact until the early part of next year, as we have a trailing time period after HECM endorsements that come after October 2nd. But that said, the floor, as we know, has been reduced from 5.06% down to 3%. That means no longer would borrowers be able to see a maximum benefit for any interest rate, effective interest rate, below 5%. We have to get down to 3. We're probably not. Most lenders will most likely split the difference in the middle. Now, if we were to be at the same interest rates as today, we'd see about a 20% reduction in lending ratios. Also, HUD's adjustment may help eliminate or heavily discourage what some have called the ruthless option, a strategy I felt was really quite questionable because it put the taxpayer on the hook, allowing affluent homeowners with high-valued properties to take out a line of credit, let it grow, and once the line of credit balance exceeded the home's value, they would take it out. A claim for HUD. We will be having a webinar again this Wednesday, September 6, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. We have our special guest, Shelley Giordano from the Funding Longevity Task Force, and also David Weinstein with Concord Mortgage. He's going to talk about how the HECM for purchase market will be impacted as well. Don't miss it. Be sure to watch your inbox and your email. If you don't see it, you can also email us at info@reversefocus.com. And that concludes this week's episode of Reverse Focus Weekly, the nation's only weekly podcast for the reverse mortgage professional. Also, be sure to visit HECMworld.com for the latest breaking news, commentary, and our weekly videos and articles. We'd like to thank our podcast sponsor who made this broadcast possible. Thank you again for listening, and have a great week.